I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel like we've taught a monkey how to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, John Cena's favorite podcast. The gentleman in front of me, you can't see him, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, you are Pantelis, and our friend over there.
Oh, we can see him.
Yeah.
Is hey, because I'm very large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that what he meant?
I think so. Oh. I think it was a fat joke.
That's not what I meant. I meant that you switched the cam to
and
yourself.
And you have two cams on you.
Because normally you're on me when I'm talking about Mike. But, okay. You're big too, I guess.
And Poseidon's the only person I know, like he works on the tour. On the tour, there's one rule. You have to wear dark clothes because you got to go on stage in the dark and you don't want people seeing you. Every show we do, he's always wearing white, like he's a black man who just won the lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just fucking got the white pants, the white fucking coat. And then when he comes here, he could wear fucking white or red
anything
or
he
blue,
wants.
But he wears black.
Yeah. Well,
the first time I misunderstood, because you told me, like, don't dress like you're on vacation. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, I'm working. So, but, like, I misunderstood. Like, I didn't understand the white part. I'm like, oh, I could wear like black pants and a white T-shirt, but then like he told me, I was like, oh, okay, that's what we meant. I was like, I'm like,
but
I
you keep doing it.
I felt retarded.
But
yeah.
How about the six other times?
Yeah, that's the funny
okay,
part.
Okay, yeah. Just, okay, so you're confirming what I thought.
Yeah. I felt retarded. How do you feel now? I am retarded.
Yeah.
There was a misunderstanding. So we have come back from a trip.
Yeah.
Of a lifetime, really.
A lifetime. Yes. Congratulations to Olivier Aubin-Mercier. He beat his second champion in a row. Yeah. So he is the champion slayer.
And not only is he the champion slayer, this champion was running away from him the entire fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Ran away. People were booing.
Yeah.
And they were mad at Oli after he won because the fight was boring. But the fight was boring because the
other
guy was running away.
The other guy doesn't want to fight. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
It was like the Battle of Troy.
When
Achilles fought the prince guy.
Oh, are you thinking of the movie?
No, not the movie. I'm thinking of the actual battle.
He's thinking of the movie Devil's Advocate.
the battle lasted, it was years, it was a war.
No, the I'm talking about the battle between...
Were people booing at the Battle of Troy? Is that the reference I'm not getting?
No. Because he said he kept running away, but in Greek mythology or, you know, in history, because we thought it was mythology, but now then we're...
Go on,
anyways,
go on.
When the Prince of Troy killed his cousin... killed Achilles' cousin.
Yeah.
Achilles' cousin. Achilles was pissed off and he challenged him to a duel and shit. So when he challenged him to a duel, he came out and tried to fight Achilles, but he realized he couldn't, and he was so scared he just ran around.
He tapped out.
Yeah, well, he kept running away, and Achilles chased him down. Eventually, murdered him.
That's not at all what happened at the fight.
I know, but I was just anyways.
No, what happened is exactly what Pentel said. The other guy was afraid, and I think
they never actually.
He
got
was
the really
actually
fight.
Like probably his game plan was like, if I go, like,
he had qualified. Oli told me,
I'm not as he had qualified, and plus, Oli is a better fighter, I think. So he was like, if I go head to head, I'm probably gonna lose because Ali's a judo guy. Like if I'm in close, so I'll stay back. He'll come at me, and then I'll take him down. But Ali didn't, like, fall for his little trick.
No. Ali was fucking scared. He tried to fight him. The guy kept running. Ali wasn't stupid to just chase him down and lose his guard. He was always a very smart fighter, Ali.
Yeah. And plus, we were nervous because Michel, my manager, told us something before the fight that wasn't even true.
That son of a bitch.
But fucked with our heads.
Yeah.
He was like, 2 days before we left, he was like, I hope it goes well because Ali's hurt. And I was like, what? How's he hurt? And he was like, his ribs are fucked up. So then I text Ali. I'm like, are you okay? And he answered back, yeah, are you?
Yeah.
And I was like, mental case? But I was like, yeah, but I'm not fighting in like 2 days. And he goes, no, it's, yeah, I'm good. And then I was like, I didn't want to tell him, look, there are weird rumors just to fuck with his, like, I didn't want him to, like, if it was true, for him to think, fuck, if Mike knows, then everyone, the other camp knows. So I was like, yeah, but health-wise. And then he was like, yeah, I'm good. And how about, so I sounded like a weird aunt how are the studies going? But he was fucking top
shape. He had zero injury.
Zero injury. His fucking, the whole crew, everyone was healthy.
Michelle's yappy.
Michelle is always yappy.
Yeah.
He's got the biggest fucking mouth. I remember I used to, like, I got a big mouth, but I'm very selective with who I open my mouth.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, so I'll be like, okay, fuck, this is too good a story. I got to tell one person. I'll tell one person that's a vault.
Yeah, that's not going to tell everyone else. Yeah.
But Michelle, the only way that I've realized this way, way, way too late into our relationship. I have to tell him, look, this is secret. If you tell anyone, I'm dead. And I'm like, don't even tell your wife. Don't tell your fucking neighbor. No one. And then he's like, I'm not going to tell anyone. But I know he tells people.
I told him to keep a secret yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to warn him again. If he tells anyone, there's going to be hell to pay. Because he's going to ruin a big secret. So he better not fucking tell people.
Was it about Poseidon's coming out?
No, nobody knows that. I called him randomly because I thought of something.
Okay.
And I go, oh, fuck, he might know, actually. So I called him, you know, and I said, this and this I want to do. But, you know, I don't want anyone to know yet this and that. He's like, all right, cool. And then he gave me his insight, which I think was wrong. But we're only going to talk about it later because I don't want anyone to know. Even him, it was too much for him knowing just in case. But if he opens his mouth, my whole thing is fucked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all based
on surprise.
On surprise, or else it's meaningless. So if he,
oh shit,
so if he's like, oh, you know what he's working
oh,
on?
Oh shit! Yeah, oh, fucking, you're right.
Yeah, he's like,
shit,
like 9/11.
Yeah,
9/11 worked because no one knew.
Yeah,
except for the FBI who encouraged it. But apart from that, no one else knew.
Yeah. And those guys married women that aren't yappy.
Yeah, they aren't yappy. Yeah. But if someone, like if a Michelle.
Or if they are, they got to lift the they gotta lift the burqa.
Yeah, they got to.
But if, psst, I got to. What? What?
I'm here. But if Michelle says it, then I can't have my 9/11. Yeah.
They got to pull their mask down to the eye holes to their mouth hole.
Mm. Just to cover it. Yeah, just to go completely. They have beards.
I found a great workaround to when someone tells you something in confidence. And if because you're always still worried as a person if you accidentally say it.
See, no regular person is worried to accidentally say something. You're the only one that accidentally says stuff.
I should be worried about that because I drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I drink enough that I could open my mouth.
Apart from stupidity, you don't have an excuse because you're not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You don't do drugs.
Yes, I know, but
you're just randomly gonna be like, "Hey, bro, you know what? Fucking Steve's been cheating on his wife." Like,
no, not like that.
Yeah, like some things. If I don't care
cheated in that game, like the way Steve's cheating on his wife, like that. Oh shit! I mean,
no. Yeah, something I don't care about, I'll tell people.
By the way, not my manager, Steve. I just always use Steve as a
resume. Reference for a very. Like just like a regular generic name. Canadian American.
Yeah, exactly.
Name. Yeah.
They're going to call Steve.
One guy, remember a couple of years ago, we had a friend that was opening for a comic that was stealing jokes. And I told him, if you do it just for money, know that he's going to steal your jokes. And when he did steal his jokes, I told people. I was like, so did I. He called me, he asked, and then he was like, yeah, why are you telling people? Don't tell people. And I was like, because it's not a secret. It's just fucking, it's funny. It's stupid. You shouldn't have opened for him, but since you did, it's just stupid and funny.
You were warned.
Yeah.
I did the same thing to him last year because it was in front of people who was here. And then he's like, he started freaking out. And I go, dude, what? You can't keep that a secret. He's the one who did the bad thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to be ashamed.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's weird. That's like fucking, that's very weird. That's like someone... It's not like someone cheating on their wife. It's like someone knowing that someone else cheated on their wife.
Yeah. No, it's on them.
It's like someone, It's like if I was like, oh, fuck. Why do you tell people that my wife has been banging everyone? Now I look like a monster.
Yeah.
No, I look like a piece of shit.
I look like a bad, bad man.
Oh, I
you look like a victim.
I did a move today that
I'm
going to get cheated on a lot.
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
No, it's because you know what's good about...
I was already excited before you finished your sentence.
Yeah, wait, you what? Got... Yeah. It's because it's a move that I've only seen in porn. I hired a pool guy.
God damn it,
I got a pool guy.
What are you doing?
A pool guy.
What are you doing?
Got a big, beautiful cock.
God damn it.
No.
Also, why did you interview him cock first?
That was his profile pic.
He's like, this is how I stir the chlorine.
Yeah. I put my dick in your wife's pussy, and then she gets a little swim. No, it's just because I realize I really like my pool,
yeah.
But I fucking hate cleaning it. And now my wife used to handle all that, but now since she has the restaurant, she's never home. So all I have now is a dirty pool that I get angry at.
Every time you look at it?
Every time I look at it. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to hire a guy, come in once a week and clean it.
And they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And it's going to cost me like $40.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's
I don't know.
Way more worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, hey, there's some stuff that I like to outsource.
Yeah.
I don't have to take responsibility for that shit. I don't have a pool, but if I had a pool, I don't know how to clean
like,
it.
Like, this is how dumb I am. I still mow my own lawn myself. And my lawn is tiny. I could hire someone. But I hate doing it. Every time I do it, I'm like, oh, fuck, I hate this.
Why don't you just hire someone?
That I will. I'll get my pool guy.
See if he does. Yeah. A lot of them, they do all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had a lawn and like a pool and shit, I think I would hire an expert, like someone who knows what they're doing, so I could have a nice lawn and a nice pool. Because even if I could do it, there's no way I could do it as good as a professional.
I haven't picked the guy yet. I got a guy to get me a guy, and I'm not the jealous type, but I'll try to get someone fat or deformed.
I like.
I live by the pool.
Do you know how to, clean pools? You.
You go fuck yourself.
No, I'm just asking like a general question.
Not really. No.
No. Have you ever mowed a lawn?
Yes, I have actually.
I got a
candidate. Where did you mow a lawn?
My father's.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Not metaphorically.
No.
We mean an actual lawn, bro. And not like Manscaped.
We're not talking about Manscaped.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I said it, I knew you guys were gonna go.
Was the lawnmower this wine? It was written 4.0.
Yeah, that's the ad they had made me read.
Yeah. Like, Manscaped.
Yeah, you gotta mow the lawn down there. I was like, really?
Yeah. Actually, enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed mowing the lawn. Like, cause
what I thought you were gonna talk about how you enjoyed the Manscaped.
Yeah.
Oh, that too, I enjoyed as well. But I actually enjoyed. I enjoy making the lines. Like, you know, like when you mow this way and then
is
this way.
Is it because of the cocaine days?
No.
You're like, fucking him.
Making the line.
As soon as I get from one end to the next, I yell every time, woo!
Yeah. You rub your teeth, then you tell people your brilliant idea to become a millionaire. I think this has to work.
His dad looks out of the window. He sees him yelling, lines for the guys. Woo!
But seriously, like I really enjoy, and now he got like a little tractor.
Oh, ooh.
Shit. So I don't
how
even
big is his fucking yard?
It's out in the country, so it's huge.
Like over 5 acres or over an acre?
How big is an acre?
It's 49,000 or 40-some thousand feet, like close to 50,000 square feet.
But like adult feet. Not like baby feet.
Hold on. I don't know. Let's Google 1 acre size comparison.
It's probably an acre. It's
I think the actual number is like 45,000 square feet.
I need to see something.
I need to see something to feel it. Mike, while he looks that up.
It's 16 tennis courts. No, it's not that big.
Okay.
At it's the like, fights.
So square it's feet, like you couldn't relate, but you're, no. Okay, I know tennis.
It's like,
did you Google how many tennis courts?
Well, no, that's the first
lawn?
Example that came up.
Okay.
It's like 4 tennis courts.
That's pretty good.
But 1 acre is like...
That's too small, though. 4 tennis courts for a tractor is too small for the tractor.
No, wait, hold on. No,
right, a fucking tennis court. Like, tennis 4 tennis courts is only 2 wide and 2
no,
deep.
No, actually, I think it's about an acre because I'm looking at another example now, and this one makes more sense. But 60% of a soccer pitch. My dad's like about... 50% of a soccer bitch.
Oh, okay.
Your dad's 60% of a soccer bitch.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
That was good.
Yeah. Now he's going to get angry.
Yeah. He'll
be like, that motherfucker.
He's going to write a letter.
Yeah. This off-country wife. I don't like.
We had, so at the fight, what we didn't mention was we had our actual own section.
Yeah.
Which was retarded. We were the only VIPs.
Cage shot. Yeah. Everyone had everyone. The
VIPs.
The VIPs had VIP and we had VVIP.
It's amazing.
Which is insane.
Yeah. I was disgusted by all the celebrities. I was like, I am better than you.
Yeah. And we had VIP badge. Open bar, food. And when I talked to the lady, I was like, is it real food or is it just hot dogs and hamburgers? She was like, it's real food. Man. But it was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. It's not
which
real
isn't
food.
Real food. But then they had like pasta and they had,
I didn't even get it.
Yeah. They had pasta, they had salads, but it was good. I was really happy. The beer, they had Michelob Ultra Gold, which
it was insane.
Yeah. And I wanted to stay sober. I was afraid cuz years ago I went to see GSP against what was the guy with the beard?
Hendrix,
yeah. So he was fighting Hendrix in Vegas, and that was GSP's, at the time, retirement fight.
Oh, yeah.
So I went there, and I was like, this is so important. I got to be here. And then people were buying me fucking drinks and shots, and then I fucking blacked out during the fight. So the next morning, I had to Google if GSP had won.
Oh, you got trashed.
I got fucked up. So this fight, I was like, I hadn't eaten much that day. So I was like, I'm just going to drink beer. And even like I was drinking slowly.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Fine. Yeah. I was 100% sober.
Even at the house after, everything was cool. Everything was fun.
Yeah.
But that was a great experience.
Yeah. It was very cool.
It was fucking beautiful.
That was wild. Yeah. I had a blast. At some point, he noticed me and I didn't realize he had noticed.
He was just eating Chick-fil-A and looking around the stadium, just doing this. I've made it. But you could tell he was looking at us and looking around. He kept like in his head, he's like, this is amazing. That guy's a world famous comedian. There's another comic. That guy's a YouTuber. I'm just here. And it was just, he was just having the time of his life. And plus, it made me feel nice.
Plus one of the cars I rented, like I wanted him to drive. Cause this was a big trip for 2DM, because we were sponsoring
a fighter.
So I was like,
who won?
A fighter who won. So I was like, you can't be a fucking sponsor. Like if let's say Coke sponsors someone, they're not gonna stay in a fucking shitty little place. They're gonna have rent a house. Well, Coke wouldn't rent a house, but you know, you gotta rent a house. Yeah. You gotta get a couple cars. This was like,
You didn't have to rent a $3 million house. That was just you going overboard.
Yeah, but I was, because since we were seven people
is a lot.
The only choice you have when you Airbnb is either shitty like boarding like school type houses, like it just rooms with bunk beds, or places that are insane.
Mansions, yeah. You went insane.
I went insane, but I didn't go. There was one place that was like crazier.
But this had all we needed.
But this, the only thing this didn't have was a pool. But the other place was the same as this, but with a pool. And it was like just too much. So this one, I was like, this is crazy, but it seems reasonable.
It was reasonable.
Yeah, and it was very cool because there was a big house that's like a mansion, and then a tiny house behind it that's nice and renovated. And everyone was like, "This is so nice." There's a guest house, but that's not a guest house. That's a slave. Like that's a cotton picking house. Like
I'd live in that cotton picking house.
No, but it wasn't renovated at the time.
Oh, you mean back in the day?
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was for the farming equipment.
That was
known as human beings.
Yeah, the farming equipment.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Because in those days, they all had fucking tractor lawnmowers. They just called them Tyrone.
That's what it was. Absolutely what they did. Yeah, but that was beautiful. Yeah. And then Preach chose to stay in that house. Because he picked first.
Yeah. We wanted, I didn't want to go like order of importance or, because I didn't want people to, like, if you get picked seventh, you're like, what? So we just pick numbers out of a hat.
I was just worried of getting stuck with a bunk bed because it's too small. So I know, like, I'd have back problems.
I knew Jason. This is how nice of a person Jason is that does the social media for 2DM and for Suzy Kut. He picked, Preach picked first. He picked number one. You were number two, right? Yep. Number two, Jason was number three. I was number four. So Preach picked the house, like the, and then you picked the nicest room downstairs. And then Jason was like, I'm just going to go last. And we're like, no, you're number three. Yeah. So he picked the nice shittiest room.
Was it the shittiest room?
It was the shittiest.
It was the bunk bed.
It was like the kids' room. So it was like every other room had like a king size bed. And most of the rooms had their private bathrooms. Mm. But his.
This was crazy. The upstairs one. I thought that was going to be yours because like the master one, it's upstairs, it's the big one. And then it turned into the worst room.
Yeah.
But there was no way I could have known.
Because when you had picked the downstairs, I picked the same room as you.
Yeah, but upstairs. So I thought that was the best room.
So it was a good room. And then the thing I liked about it, when I walked in, the lights came on. And I was like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then when I went to bed, turned the lights, the sensor off, went to bed. And then as soon as I moved in my bed, lights came on. And four fucking lights, like bright as fuck. So then I'm like, God damn, fuck. Okay, so I turned the sensor off again. And when you turn the sensor off, that piece of shit, it only deactivates it for 20 minutes. So then, and it takes me like 17 minutes to fall asleep. So like I'm in bed and as soon as I fall asleep.
Oh, that's and the then worst.
So I woke up every 20 minutes.
Torture.
And then after like 2-3 times, I was like, fuck, okay. I tried to move the bed over like farther from the sensor.
I think you didn't push the right buttons on the sensor.
No, I did. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think there's something fucked up with that thing. And then I went to, I was like, okay, I'll just put the cover over my head. So we're in Georgia. There's AC, but it's still Georgia in the summer. Mm. So I was fucking hot, and I'm just not falling asleep. And I'm like, oh, this is horrible. I'll just pull it down 1 second. And just moving it, light came on again. And I was like, so I didn't sleep well. But then the second night, I put a tape and a napkin over the sensor, which is weird, though. You're fucking renting a $4 or $2 million or five. I don't know how much that house is worth, but you're renting a $1 million mansion, and you got to put tape on the fucking light switch.
So that you don't get woken at night.
Yeah, like the second night, we went to bed fucking late, and we had to get up kind of early because of the flight. And I slept super well. I slept 5 hours in a row, which the Georgia mic, that's a new world record.
I never got more than, because I would wake up early and then just like do like push-ups and shit in my room. So I didn't get too much sleep, but I was happy the whole time. And then you spent a day on Friday, the day of the fight in the morning. They canceled all our flights back.
Yeah, Air Canada. Fucking assholes.
And you spent a day arguing with them, trying to find other flights. And then we had the moment of, well, we need to charter. Who do we? So I messaged Chris Ramsey. I thought he would know, but he didn't know going to Canada. Then you reached out to Schultz. Schultz at least knew a company.
Yeah.
And I think it's that company that.
And I had reached out to, like, I'd found two companies that did it in the States. So I had their prices. And then I figured Schultz will be the best bet because he might get. Like if the guy that rents the plane to Schultz is a fan of Schultz, if Schultz asks him and goes, hey, this is one of my comedian friends, the guy, even if he's not a fan of us, he might give us the Schultz
discount.
So we got a... I think we did get a discount.
I don't think so.
But that's a shitty discount.
Yeah. Maybe he was $40 off. Yeah.
But it was because at first, like, I was trying to book books because we're seven people. So I was like, okay, books. They told us, Air Canada said your flight's canceled because of severe weather in Montreal. So I'm like, God damn. Okay, so I tried booking seven tickets to Ottawa, Quebec City, like airports that are less than 2 hours away, Plattsburgh, Burlington, and there was nothing. And I was like, because there's going to be a storm. I can't land near Montreal. And then I'm doing the lawn. Like, I'm getting flowers put in and shit. He calls me up and he goes, hey, can I come in tomorrow and work? And then I was like, you're going to work on my lawn? He goes, yeah, I'll plant stuff. And then I was like, if there's like a hurricane warning, this guy would know.
Because
that's his job. He's fucking always outside. He's always checking the weather. So I'm like, those fuckers at Air Canada probably lied to me. So then I checked, and there were a bunch of flights coming in.
Yeah, they lied
to Montreal. Every company was flying into Montreal except Air Canada.
Yeah, because the lack of staff.
Yeah, and so but by then it was impossible to like. There was one company said they had one ticket, and by the time I clicked, like at first gone. I was like, we're not all going to be able to leave. But I was like, since we had a show at 4 p.m. on Saturday, I was like, I'm the only one that's announced, so fuck it. I'm just going to leave alone.
The show gets done.
You guys come back on Sunday with Air Canada. And then when I tried that, it didn't work. And then Preach was like, let's just rent a minivan. And there were no minivans available. There was just fucking like Corollas, like small cars. And I was like, we're not going to drive fucking 18 hours in a Corolla at the day of a show. So I was like, fuck it, I'm renting a plane.
And I thought, okay, it's ridiculous. We're going to end up getting tickets. There's no way we're renting a plane. And then you actually got a jet.
Yeah. The only thing that kind of freaked me out, like, because they, like, I love the first guy that I talked to wasn't Schultz guy. I asked him, I go, how much is it? Hey, I want to fly Atlanta to Montreal private. Can you get that done? And he goes, yeah. And I didn't ask him how much it was. He goes, how much do you think that's going to cost you? And then I answered back, ha, 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 ha.
And he never replied?
Yeah, no, that I was like, ha, ha, just give me a price. I'm not going to be like, I don't know if he thought I was going to say, is it $400? Like something really low.
Or high.
Or I was just a buffoon that was going to go, I have five. I don't know what the American money is.
I got $100,000.
Yeah, like a dummy that goes to Europe that's like, what? That'll be €3. I don't know.
Yeah, you take 50.
Yeah, so I just wrote back, ha, ha, ha. And then he was like, do you want an actual quote or you want ballpark? And I was like, okay, give me ballpark. And then the actual quote. He goes, okay, ballpark, it's going to be between 18 and 35.
That's a huge ballpark.
American. And I was like, that's fucking major league.
Yeah, that's a few ballparks.
Yeah. So I was like, look, if it's closer to 18, I'm in. And that was way out of my fucking, like, I
shouldn't
be.
That's absurd.
But I was like,
that's not the deals you should be working on.
18,000 American, that's like fucking maybe 25, 26 Canadian.
Yeah, absurd.
It's absurd. It's crazy. But I was like, look, we had that show. We had two shows, and both of those shows were December shows that had been canceled because of the fucking government. So already the people that had bought their tickets for December got their show canceled. And then this one, even though it's Air Canada, the fuck me, if I write on my Instagram, hey, guys, I'm sorry, it's out of my control, can't make it because of Air Canada. But then they see pictures of us drinking champagne and him eating Chick-fil-A
in
a fucking BMW. They'll be like, go fuck yourself. So I was like, okay, if you find something near 18, I'm in. And then we got Schultz's guy. And right away, I went with Schultz's guy.
Yeah.
He came in with an estimate that was a little higher than that. But I was like, okay, we're going with them. And then Yan kind of fucked me. Because Yan was like, I have a sister-in-law that she's a travel agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then as soon as I go, okay, I just gave the deposit for the plane. And it was fucking like the deposit
that was insane. Yeah, deposit.
It's 27,000 American. And that fucking stressed
me out.
That's
absurd.
Because I wasn't even sure. Like
your card would pass.
Yeah. Because I like all of my cards have like limits of like my business card has a shitty limit of like 1,000. Like it's something stupid. And all my other cards are like 3,000, 5,000. But my Amex, they keep telling me there's no limit. So I was like,
but you've never tested us.
I was like, yeah, let's see if they fucking lie. So then I tried it. It worked. So I was like, okay. And then I was going to Google what is 27,000 American to Canadian. And then I was like, that's just going to make me angry.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm not doing it. As soon as I tell everyone, I'm like, hey, fuck. Okay. I just rented it. It's done. And then Yen's like, my sister-in-law says she can get one for 20,000 Canadian.
Oh.
And I was like, But I was like, And then at first I was trying to.
I would have choked Yen.
I was trying to brainwash myself into thinking I'd done a good move. So I was like, look, Yen, Your sister-in-law's one is going to be a piece of shit. It's going to be fucking old seats. This one's a Learjet. It was renovated in 2020. So it's brand new. It's fucking, it's nice. It's fucking perfect. But, and then he goes, so you want me to cancel my sister-in-law's? I go, no, just check what the actual price is. And then a couple of hours go by, and then he gets back to me, and he goes, yeah, she said it's not 20, it's actually 35.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, okay, so I didn't get fucked. Yeah, I didn't get fucked, and I'm pretty sure the plane we got was a better plane.
Yeah, okay. Fucking Yan, bro. That'll mentally fuck.
And Yan had the funniest fucking line of the whole trip. Because the jet guy asked me, do you have any special requests? And I was like, this is a fucking jet, so definitely I'm gonna have some requests. And I was like, I'll just do what we do when we have shows. So I was like, give me Michelob Ultra, give me Tito's Vodka, Diet Coke, give me regular Coke. I asked for coffee and cream, and they didn't have coffee.
They didn't have coffee.
I was like, give me coffee and cream for you, give me ginger ale for Preach. And so I was asking pretty much everything. And then for food, I was like, it's a 2-hour flight, so we're not gonna ask for real food. But I was like, give me chips, nuts, peanuts, crackers, the basic stuff. Yeah. And then I asked you guys, I'm like, do you want anything else? And I meant like, do you want Skittles or Smarties? Yeah. And Yan goes, can I have pasta? And this is a plane, like it's a
tiny little apartment.
It's smaller than
smaller than it's like this studio.
It's smaller it's actually small. It's smaller than a Plymouth Voyager.
Yeah,
like it's a Plymouth Voyager in the sky.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Yan. And this is what I love about Yan. And he, when he realizes he said something stupid, instead of going, ah, fuck, I'm sorry, dumb thing. Because he only said that because on the way to Atlanta, they gave him pasta.
But that was plane. Air Canada. That was a big plane.
It was Air Canada. It's a big plane. But now on the way back, instead of going, ah, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. That's just, he was like, no, but they can still get me pasta. And I was like, they don't have a stove. They don't have a microwave. They don't have fucking burners. They have nothing. And he goes, no, but they could still get it. I was like, how are they going to get it?
How are they going to heat it up?
He goes, can't the pilot heat it up on the way? And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
So the fucking pilot who's leaving from either New York or Miami.
Going to go to a gas station.
Is going to first make pasta at his house, and then he'll go to, right before the airport, he'll check, oh, fuck, it's not hot enough. Okay, I'll stop at Walmart, buy a thermos, find a fucking, so I was like, oh, god damn it.
That's buffoonery.
Yeah. So then when we landed, I bought him some pasta.
Yeah, you sent it to his house. Yeah, that was funny.
And
did he like that, the egg?
Yeah, he did. And he told me it was delicious. He was very
It was
happy.
Made by a pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was
air pasta.
Air pasta.
But asking someone for pasta on a like a 8-seater plane is like asking for garlic bread.
The funny thing is that we were 7 people going, but we came back with 8. That's funny too.
Yeah, because the night after Olivier's fight, at first we were gonna, like, I was like, I don't know if we'll go to the restaurant or a bar or something. And then we asked him, since the house was nice and it wasn't that far, we're like, do you guys want to come hang out at the house? So there was Olivier, his 2 corner guys, which
Faraz.
Well, 3 corner guys, because Faraz, Richard, and Mick, and his agent, who's also GSP's agent, who's also Francis Ngannou's agent.
Oh, I didn't know he was Ngannou's agent.
Yeah, so whenever fucking Dana White is talking about these fucking incompetent fuckers,
it's him.
They're talking about the Montreal crew.
Oh, I didn't know. I would have asked him so many Ngannou questions. Yeah. I was just asking him in general about agency life. Oh, I love him. I would have asked so many. He seems like the nicest guy.
Yeah, he's very, very cool. So we're the night of the sort of after party. He's talking about how he was on the flight back with us, the Air Canada. He was like, yeah, they kind of fucked me because I had a high school, college reunion tomorrow at 3. And then I was like, you want a ride? So then we flew him back. So we flew.
How funny is that? You want a ride?
Yeah.
What do you mean? To Canada?
Yeah.
I got a jet.
So technically, I'm not going to do this because when we landed, he was like, look, fucking, I owe you. And I was like, do you want it? And I was like, no, no. And the thing I told him I thought was funny, I was like, look, if ever I'm stranded in another country and you're there and you have a private jet, get a seat.
Yeah.
But technically, I could next time, like when Ngannou fights Tyson Fury, I can be like, I want seven.
Oh, I'm going to try that. But where are they fighting?
They're probably going to fight in Europe.
UK,
I guess, right?
Yeah.
Because Fury's from the UK. Ngannou is from Africa, but he lived in France. So I think he considers himself French.
Mm.
I think. Or so it's going to be.
They could do that MSG.
Yeah, yeah.
That would sell out.
You know what would be good? If they did that wherever the UFC headquarters are.
Vegas.
Yeah, is the UFC the headquarters in Vegas?
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't even do it in a casino. I'd rent a parking lot next door just to piss Dana off.
Well,
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Okay. I was right?
Yep.
Bro, I should be in Ngannou's agent.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was fucking, all of it was insane. Like, it's you can't describe it properly enough to be, like, right there, cage side, so close that they can hear you. The fighters,
yeah,
we would have interactions with some of the fighters. It was that we even saw a guy from all the way from international. Like there was some crazy there was, shit.
The they don't use Russia is if we're supposed to say the R word,
which is in MMA ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's a bad word.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. At least they should have said the town and the region.
Well, they did. They said he's from Florida.
Yeah, yeah, because he was a Magomedov,
mm-hmm.
and who's from
something of
something that ends
Turkmenistan.
With Astan. No, it ends
Dagestan.
With Astan.
Dagestan.
And then when it was written international, but they could have just said Dagestan.
Yeah,
and most people don't even know that's a part of Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they'd be like, oh yeah, it was a part of the USSR, but it's not anymore.
They don't know. They're all hammered.
Yeah. No. So, but then I was like, are they going to say, like in wrestling, from parts unknown?
Which would have been the greatest.
It would have been the greatest. Yeah. It would have been.
They missed an opportunity there.
But then they were like, I was like, what city? Are they going to say the city and nothing else? And they said from Coconut Creek, Florida.
And we all looked at each other like, what? Yeah. Yes, I am from Florida.
Look at the 10. Look at the 10.
I'm Coconut Man. I love Coconut Creek.
He's friends with Tiger King.
Yeah, it's like, from Coconut Creek. The Coconut Creep.
Coconut
Creek. That's what they should have done.
That's funny. That's
but, funny. We got to see a guy almost die because of a fat ref. There's a ref that was morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And he almost killed a guy
because
he couldn't stop the fight fast enough because he was just standing there.
And the guy
almost got killed.
All the refs were kind of slow and kind of bad compared to UFC. But the fat one was the worst because he went a fight go on like too long. And then when he did step in, usually when they step in, they
it's do instant. This.
But he did a waddle, waddle, waddle.
Yeah. It was comical.
Yeah. I think, and I told Michelle, like, since he takes a lot of really good pictures, when I'd asked Ali to put his hands up to get a picture to get on his next short so we can sponsor him again, and then I told Michelle, I was like, get the fat ref. We need to have the fat ref
for the next
on Ali's
one.
Shorts.
And he's going to be in New York.
Yeah, the final is going to be Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I thought the semis in August.
The semis are where the Islanders play.
Shit.
Yeah.
The Nassau, or did they move to Brooklyn?
No. They had moved to Brooklyn, and now they moved again. I think they're Long in Island? Queens now.
Oh, really?
The UBS Arena.
Well, yeah. The Islanders kept moving, huh?
Yeah, they started out, they used to be Long Island, which made sense because they're the Islanders.
Yeah.
And then they were like, they moved to Brooklyn, and they're like, that's still a good name.
Yeah. these are all islands.
Yeah, you can see an island. Yeah.
You go fucking, far enough, we're an island.
Fucking, yeah. And then now they're in Queens, which doesn't make sense either.
That doesn't make sense either.
Yeah.
They should just be called Queens.
But Long Island City is a part of Queens. So maybe they're like, we're
the Long Islanders.
Yeah, we're the,
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so the semifinals are there. And then if he wins that, which he will, he goes to the finals. Madison Square Garden. He kept on telling us the theater, and I was like, "Who cares? It's still Madison Square Garden."
Yeah.
He was like, "No, but it's small. But it's in the same building.
Yeah,
like
it's MSG,
and it's not in the same building like another room. It's
MSG.
They just closed some sections.
Yeah.
So,
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that there's a chance that at MSG there will be Suze Kut and Two Drink Minimum logos shown off?
There will be, yeah.
You know how crazy that is?
You know what what I want to do for the semifinal, because I paid for the front and the back, and the front was a joke, and then the back was, first time it was Suze Kut, this time it was Two Drink Minimum. I think for the semifinal, I'm going to make up a brand and get someone to draw me a picture of the Fat Ref and call it like Fat Ref Jeans. And he's the logo.
No.
Fat ref jeans or fat ref cellular or something that sounds like a company.
If someone could recreate
the fat ref
properly, yeah, which is high quality, he's on the chest but bigger, yeah, and he has his hands up, the ref.
Oh, the ref.
And on the bottom it says Fat Ref Jeans, but he could be holding a Suze Kut and a 2DM logo. Yeah.
What would be good is the Fat Ref is like this and his shirt
is up. Fat
Ref Jeans.
And we buy the website and it goes to like Suze Kut or something. It goes to Patreon.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Oh, there's something in this.
Yeah, that's clever. That's really clever, actually.
Fat Ref something. And we redirect it.
Or if the Fat Ref gets insulted, you send it over to like Nutrisystem or Jenny Craig.
I don't know.
Jenny Craig and Nutrisystem are two diet plants.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, the who? Someone was telling me, he's like, the fucking Fat Ref. He, between fights, I just kept seeing him on the side eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn professional.
Yeah, he'd go to, like, he'd go backstage, put on a little pass, and then go eat our food.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'd steal our fucking.
You know what? That's a baller move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he became a Fat Ref.
Yeah. But it's because I heard the refs, they're chosen by the governing state, like the body
so
of the
state.
So
they're local.
Yeah, so they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
PFL.
That's why every other fight, they were always fighting either Florida, so we know their refs, or Nevada, we know their refs, and New York too. But Georgia, I've never seen a fight in Georgia.
Wow, dude, I had never been. Well, I've been to Georgia, but never like that, like never experience Atlanta like that. It was a crazy fucking experience.
Very gay. I was surprised at how
very gay.
I knew it was a black town, but I didn't know in Atlanta to be black you also have to be gay.
Yeah, that's what Preach told us. He goes, it's the
San Francisco of black people.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's how he described it. Yeah, and it was. Yeah. We went to a gay bar by accident.
Yeah,
that looked like a pirate ship.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool.
And they refused to serve us.
I got hit on by a gay man as well in the liquor store.
I got hit on by a gay man in the edible stores.
Yeah.
Yes. You actually got hit on by two gay men.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So
yeah.
You beat him.
Oh, yeah.
They were both, I see you're one gay and I raise you a gay.
They were both. And I was wondering, I was like, is this a gay guy hitting on me?
They
just
were
friendly?
So nice.
Yeah, I was like, or is it just friendly dudes? And then the second he goes, what did he say? Greek God.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Because it's
getting hit on.
It's hard to tell.
I thought people were friendly. There's just, I'm not a piece of meat.
It's hard to tell.
So nice. I like those guys.
In the South, because of Southern hospitality.
Yeah, they're all nice.
They're
yeah.
so friendly and so fucking polite. Mm. But plus you add the how friendly gay people are.
Yeah.
And you add a gay guy hitting on someone. And he probably thought, like he was like, my gaydar's not going off. But why the fuck else would he be in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's what they were thinking.
Yeah. Like when we went to the... Because
they saw me, they're like, is he gay? Is he not gay? And then they hear my name, they're like, that's a weird. Maybe he made that name up. And he's like, where are you from? I'm Greek. Oh, he's gay.
When we were walking to the bar, because we walked to the bar we walked to the edible store.
Yeah.
And then but we were walking there, and I noticed there were a group of guys that were looking at us, and at first I thought, oh shit, they probably want to steal us. But then on the way
oh,
back
they want to steal us.
I was like, oh shit, when they were looking at my ass, I thought they were looking at my wallet to see, you know.
No, they were just trying to check you
but
out.
But they were just checking me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mia was at the liquor store. It was the funniest shit because I thought the gay dude was an employee because he kept following me around the liquor store and he was holding a tablet like this, right? So I'm like, oh, he has that. I thought he worked there. So as he passes in front of me, like I didn't get a good look at him and I go, oh, excuse me, you work here? And he goes, no. And he gives me attitude. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
And then you said,
that hitting on you?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So then after whatever, I continue. And then after at some point, I'm looking at bottles. And then he comes back and sees
and
me.
And he says, that That one'll fit.
And he goes, hey, you like to drink? I'm like, oh, on occasion. And this, that. And he goes,
drink this dick.
And then he goes, what did he ask me? Do you smoke or something? I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, I'm looking for a, hold on, what happened? Because it's like, oh, why did you ask me if I worked here? Oh, I was looking for cigars. It's like, oh, they're probably at the counter. And like, oh, you know, we can have a drink or whatever together. I'm like,
he said that?
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, I'm, like, damn. And I'm like, and I'm should've like,
went. I'm did like, you? No. Is that where you were? You left
that where you were? I didn't realize.
You came back. You had fucking whipped cream all over your mouth.
Wait, that wasn't whipped cream. No, you went to work. Hey, you're not married. Good for you.
He was a bottom.
Huh?
He was a bottom.
So good for you.
Yeah.
Right. How was it though?
Oh, for fun. No, that's not what I meant.
So how else would you know he's a bottom?
Yeah. No, you could tell visually.
Yeah, visually.
You could tell visually because you saw the back of his head. And like, that's my penis. That's my penis going in. So this guy must be a bottom.
Yeah.
But that guy.
Poseidon fucked a dude in an alley and then he's like, I think you're gay. Yeah. And the guy looks at him and he's like, I think we're both gay.
And then what happened was, I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to. I appreciate the offer.
You didn't want to break your straight streak.
Yeah, there you go. it's been 3 years.
He's like, well, I haven't deviated in like 6 weeks. Yeah. So I'm gonna stay strong. I love Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
because you're right. Because gay people are already nice. Plus, gay Southern.
Yeah.
It was the nicest fucking.
But then he gave me attitude. He turns around and goes, well, okay. Then why'd you ask me if I worked here?
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, you got into your first spat with your
boyfriend.
Yeah,
and I was like,
did you grab him like this and just kiss him on the mouth and go, listen here.
You had me at unemployed.
Yeah.
You had me at I don't work here.
And then I go to him. I go, I don't fucking know, bro. I thought you worked here. Like, what's your problem? Like
this. Listen here, sonny.
And it made me realize it's kind of like this shit dudes pull off. Like, oh, why'd you smile at me or whatever? You know, I don't know. I was being friendly. You know,
you're talking about the guys before 1971, though. Because no guy is like, yeah, you want to go fuck? No. Then why'd you smile at me, whore?
Yeah.
No, but they'll
try to... Why are you in this department store, whore?
They'll try to pick up, and then the girl will be like, I'm not interested. And I'm like, well, why'd you... You know, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like the cab driver they call raping.
Yeah, I've seen that happen a lot.
You don't want to get raped? Why'd you call a cab?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, I've seen that happen a lot, actually.
Wait, what have you seen happen a lot?
You see that in the eyes of the girl that's afraid that you're driving her home?
No, I've seen it happen out in public.
What do you mean, fear? In the eyes of my victims, I see it all the time.
So anyway,
gets old.
So then he gave
like
me
like my victims.
And then
yeah.
And then what did I tell him? I go, thank you. Have a good day or whatever like that. And then he left. He left very angrily though. Like he rolled his eyes.
Oh, our two gay guys were having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you know what? Fucking Yen made me fucking realize yesterday when we were getting back. We had bought a bunch of edibles, and
we wouldn't advertise that.
I got rid of them, but Yan left them in the house, and his edibles were little like chocolate. So then he told me yesterday. He goes, "Fuck! I hope the cleaning lady didn't go. Oh, my kids love chocolate." And I was like, "Yo, you fucking idiot! You should have thrown those out."
I guarantee you, those kids are getting high as
fuck. Yeah. Or maybe the fat ref is good. Someone's gonna get high.
Someone's gonna get high.
Yeah. Yeah. At least it's a mellow high. Like it's a legal high there because it wasn't THC.
No, it's all hemp.
So. Oh fuck! I just CBD. Almost threw up on myself.
Oh my god! I didn't even think about who's gonna eat that.
Yeah. That's why I got rid of all mine.
Yeah, that was a smart idea. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Just in case. Yeah, I was wondering why you threw everything out. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think about. Oh, shit, that's actually a funny story.
Because I had that happen to me once. I had bought edibles from Vancouver, and they looked like regular chocolates. So I'd write weird shit on them just to make sure my mother-in-law wouldn't fucking find them and eat them.
What did you write?
Since she's Jehovah's Witness, I'd write like stuff that was kind of like felt like metal. Like, not Satan's...
The devil's fudge.
Demon chocolate.
But it was always something with demon or
angel cock salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Angel cock salad.
But anything that has to do with religion, she's afraid. So I might have written like Jesus's favorite or something. So she was like, "That's taking the Lord's name in vain."
Oh, she wasn't like, "Oh, if it's his favorite, it's good enough for Jesus. Good enough for me."
Yeah. Yeah, she was like, "She doesn't know him like I know him."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He doesn't like. Oh fuck, Jesus is more fucked up than I am.
Holy fuck, that's funny. Yeah. If she had gone, you think that people like that, if they don't know and they go on a trip, they might think they're having a religious experience.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I had once, it felt like a religious experience when when I just started doing edibles. I was with Pierre Huimet that used to sit in that chair.
Until Poseidon stole
until
his job.
Poseidon sat on him. So he's down on the floor now.
Hey, Pierre. But,
yeah, so I'm with Pierre because he used to work on a TV show I was doing. And the producer of that show, he'd always talk to me about his friend made popcorn edibles. And he was like, "It's fucking delicious. It's popcorn but caramel. It's so good." And he'd talk about the popcorn edibles. And one night I'm at his house. We're in a bar. And he's like, "Fuck, I have some edibles in my house. You want to come?" But I'd forgot it was popcorn edibles. So I go to his house, and then he comes out with a bowl of chips and a bowl of popcorn. The bowl of popcorn is the edibles.
But he didn't mention it.
He didn't say, "This is the edibles." So I'm fucking eating popcorn. But I'm not taking one. I ate the whole fucking bowl. And then I go, "Okay, all right. So when are you going to come out with the edibles?" And he goes, "Those were the edibles." And then I was like, "No, oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?" And I had a flight the next morning.
No.
So then I was like, I was at his house at 2 a.m. There's a 7-hour period. I don't know what the fuck happened. I come out of it. It's like I'm sitting in the kitchen on the counter. And I'm like, I look at my watch and it was like, it wasn't 7 hours. So it was like 6:30. And I had to be at the airport at 7. So I fucking hail a cab, get in the cab. I call Marie. I'm like, "Look, can you just throw shit in a suitcase? Because I forget where I had to go." But I was like, and she's like, "Are you going somewhere warm or cold?" I was like, "I don't even fucking remember. I don't know. Just put pants in my shirt and a passport, and I'll figure it out on the way." And then I checked my, and I was like, "Okay, I'm going to whatever city." But I was fucked up. No. That fucked me up so bad.
That was like that night when the night before the fight. When we had miscalculated the edible thing, me and you, and then we're like, "All right, so if this is 1,000 milligrams, we just split one, it's 500 each." And then I Googled that type of, what was HHC, whatever the fuck it was, and then it said, if you're new to it, you take 10 milligrams, and if you're an expert, 30 milligrams. Yeah. And me and you just stared at each other like,
I got scared.
Yeah, we're like 500 milligrams each, and we're just looking at each other like, "Oh, this isn't going
to
be good."
So you're supposed to cut like little pieces, basically.
I think there was a miscalculation because it was fine.
There was something wrong because then we ate half of it and we had like a slight buzz for a little while.
Yeah.
And then after we were talking to, I forget who was saying, I took two and they were fine.
Yeah.
So I think one was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was just at that moment because of the calculation, I guess, was off. Just the staring of me and him looking at each other.
We'd have to. I'll text message the Airbnb lady to ask how her son.
How are the kids?
I stay away from edibles, by the way, because last time I had.
Well, that's not true. Anything that's edible goes into.
No, but you know what? You know what I mean.
You stay away from edibles the way you stay away from pasta and bread.
Yeah.
No, pasta I can stay away from. Bread, I can't. Bread, I have a hard time. I love bread. What was I going to say? Yeah, last time I had an edible was the movie we went and watched with a group. So, like I was saying, it was that Christmas movie that we had watched. And I think I wanted to take half. It was a Christmas movie with Seth Rogen.
Oh,
and,
why you don't eat edibles? Okay.
I was like,
oh yeah, sorry.
Is he talking about fucking Home Alone?
No.
I don't do edibles because fucking See, I saw a video of Macaulay Culkin a couple of years ago. That kid doesn't look good.
Yeah, he's been left home alone for a while.
Oh, it's long. But I was gonna have half, and then. You told me like, nah, bro, have a quarter, trust me. And I had a quarter, but it didn't hit me.
A quarter is less than half.
Yeah, a quarter of the cookie.
Yeah, that's basically why I told you don't have half.
Yeah. You're like, I'll have half. and you have a quarter because you'll be fucked up.
Yeah.
So I remember.
And I don't even. That was like. It's not even like I take edibles all the time.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah
once every 5 years. So even I shouldn't have not taken the half.
But I had never taken. So what happened was.
And plus, like, oh Jesus,
are you okay?
Are you, oh, did you? Goddamn! Looks like there's a.
Is it up or down? To
I
lock
caught
it?
That.
Is it up or down?
Oh, inwards.
There we
go. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up too? Like for edibles, since you lost a lot of weight in the last couple of years, so even if you had taken edibles a couple of years ago, you're like, I can do this. But now since you're 100 pounds lighter, like that you can different. Get fucked up because yeah, you're not yeah. the same. You're not the same like size of a human
I'm
being.
Not the same man I was.
Yeah. And it didn't hit me during the whole movie. The whole movie didn't hit me.
Oh yeah, it was the one yeah, with yeah. Seth Rogen at that
yes,
day
yes.
before Christmas
yeah.
movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
It could have been a good or a shit movie. I don't know, but for me, it was awesome. We were laughing like crazy because I was we were out of it.
Yeah, I had a good time, but I was sober in the movie theater. Finally, I get home. My father calls me, and I'm talking to my father. And the way it hits is as I'm talking to him normal, and all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, yeah, look, we'll figure it out because he always wants to talk about business. And all of a sudden I go, yeah, well,
maybe he's doing coke.
We'll figure it out. And I slow down like crazy. And he goes, are you okay? I go, oh, no, I don't feel too well. Look, I'm going to hang up. We're going to talk another time. And dude, yeah. I tried to, I'm like, okay. The high was so insane. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed. And
but you had a high after the experience. That's the problem.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah.
couldn't like watch and laugh.
Exactly, like. Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna sleep away the high. But then I closed. I think I hallucinated, bro. I think I fell asleep. And I think I was dreaming. I think it was a dream where basically my walls had eyes and they were all closing in on me.
Oh,
it was weird as shit.
Jesus fucking.
So I woke up.
Did you do heroin, bro?
No. So I woke up. Bro, drugs are not for me, my friend.
I've never
all of the your walls were eyes that were closing in on
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I've never hallucinated.
I think it was a dream.
The only thing that ever came close was I've done mushrooms once
yeah.
in the fall of 2013, 2014.
Yeah,
I think it was 2013 with Homer.
Yeah,
and everything was in HD, like I could see stuff. But yeah. it was a weird, amazing high. But I never hallucinated something that wasn't there.
Yeah, I've yeah
never,
like, but I think it was a dream because my
I think
eyes
that would
were
scare,
closed.
I think that would scare the shit.
Well, yeah. scared. I couldn't sleep after. I couldn't sleep away the high. So I'm like, I'm gonna put on a movie, right? And I don't know how much time flew. At some point, the guy in the movie does this for money.
Oh, you know? I remember this. I remember
and I go
this, yeah.
and I go to myself. Why do people do this for money? I never understood. But then I don't know. I guess my hearing was yeah. like pristine. And I do this, and. You know that sound yeah. it makes? I'm like, oh, that's why people make that for money is because of the sound. It sounds yeah. like paper. I was high. And then, bro, I swear to God, I think I sat there for like 2 hours doing this.
Just yeah. rubbing your fingers
yeah,
together.
Yeah, just rubbing my fingers and go.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you're, I think the thing you got to do when you're afraid like that, you got to either watch comedy but a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like something, and a cartoon that's not going to scare you.
Or
like
a violent horror movie.
It's
like one of the extremes.
Like a Family Guy, or listen to like drug music from the 70s. Like listen to okay. Pink Floyd or The Doors or that. It's very mellow.
That yeah. is but a song.
See, yesterday I was like, because of Atlanta, I was like, I like those edibles. So then I was looking through my shit and found old edibles. And wow. I took one. And then, like, it was a good buzz, but I'd forgotten how your senses get heightened. So I was like, I'm gonna go take a bath, and then just listening to the water pour into the
yeah.
bathtub. I loved the fucking sound. So I let the water fill the bathtub. I emptied it, and then
did
filled
it again.
It again. Emptied it, filled it again, and then I ran out of hot water. So I was like, I'm just gonna watch the Family Guy. So I went back downstairs, and then I was so it was such a good mellow
oh,
high.
Oh fuck, good yeah. yeah.
So I was watching the Family Guy with my dog, and I was like, this is fun.
This is the greatest day amazing. Of my life.
Yeah, this is the best.
Me,
day
I turned
ever.
Into seaweed, bro. Well, do you remember that other time?
No, I've never done. I've never been high alone.
I don't like it.
I've alone. Only been high alone because I get because sometimes I'll be like, this is fun. This is what the like I get a, like yeah like yesterday I was nervous for a while because I was like, fuck, I got to bring out the recycling. So then I open the door and I look like a guy in a mafia movie. I'm looking around. just to make sure. And then I go like to the fence to watch. Okay, there's no one spying on me from the bike path. And then I get the recycling. And then I run like the fat
super
ref.
Paranoid.
I run like the fat ref to the street. Then run back to my house, lock the door. And then I go, okay, it's good. You're good. You're okay. So I can't get high with other people. Like one time, this wasn't even me getting high with other people, but I'd taken an edible and then it was sort of wearing off and I was like, I don't think I'm stoned anymore. And I needed to buy something at Canadian Tire. And as soon as I walked in a Canadian Tire, I was like, everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
all looking at me. Why yeah, are they looking yeah, yeah. at me? But I forgot they're looking at me because we're in Quebec and French people in Quebec know who I am. But I was like, they fucking know. They fucking know. And then I was walking fucking all nervous. Oh, and I was nervous to talk to someone that worked there to find where whatever I needed. I think I needed fucking like I don't know, something stupid like Soda Stream liquid. But then I was like, don't talk to anyone. Don't talk to anyone.
They're going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny what you said about them seeing you. It's like last week when I was on Ontario Street and there was that drunk guy walk around. And then he was trying to find a cab and he was falling yeah. over himself. And then everyone around me is like, oh, you're going to make a joke about that? And I go, I don't know the guy. He's like, that's Eric Lapointe. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he hit rock bottom? And then everyone's like, no, that's just regular
yeah,
him.
Always,
he just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
he
yeah.
just gets plastered and finds a cab home. Yeah. I go, get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, that means he's going good. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
oh, that's funny.
He's living his best life.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
What, God damn.
Does he sing now still? Or
he's because he got canceled for beating his. I don't know if it was his mistress or his girlfriend. He punched someone in the face
yeah.
the night.
But he was
of
just
his,
training her for a
the
big
night
fight.
Of his 50th. Yeah, she signed a deal with Tyson Fury.
yeah.
But yeah, he was. That was the night of his 50th birthday party. He was. He
she
did
must a, have ruined that party.
He did a show for, to celebrate his 50th birthday party, and he's got a girlfriend. And his girlfriend was at the party, and then she was like, I'm just going to go back home. So she went back home, and then he met a girl at the party, and then he was like, why don't you come back to my house, and then we'll fuck. So he brought the new girl to his house.
Wait, what?
Opens the door, and then his girlfriend's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then started arguing.
We live here.
So I don't know if, it, I like, I yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a girl. I think the girlfriend was yelling at him. So the way he says it is he kind of held her back. And the way he held her back, it's not with the arms. It's with the elbow. No, no. I don't know if he hit her. But
with a knife.
She was yelling at him, and then it shit escalated. And I'm sure he hit her, but I don't know if it was... like a punch, or he pushed her to back her off or whatever.
I heard it was a punch, but it could have been okay. just exaggerations.
It could have been a punch too, because he's always like I went to a strip club once with him years and years and years ago. And this is how much of a fucking train wreck this guy is. We go into a strip club, and it's a strip club that they have booths, you know, to get like a dance.
Oh.
And they have beds. Like they have little beds so you can get two chicks to eat each other out. In front
classy
of you.
Joint, classy.
And then he sees the beds and he asks on the chicks.
Can I take
he
a
goes,
nap?
How much is that bed? And she goes, It's a $40 a song. And then he goes, okay, all right. Here's a $400. He gives her $400. And then before she goes to tell him, what girl do you want with me? She turns around and he just goes on the bed and falls asleep right away.
This guy's awesome.
Right away.
What?
And she was like,
this guy's okay, my hero.
Okay, he paid for 10 songs. So she waits like 10 songs. So like 34 minutes, 35, whatever, 40 minutes.
This guy's getting a power nap.
Yeah. She comes to see us and she's like, your friend only paid for 10 songs and he's still sleeping. Can one of you guys wake him up? And I was like, nah, I'm not waking him up. Just charge him more or fucking get the bouncer. But I was like, what a fucking train wreck.
But that's also awesome at the same time.
It is kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Just, yeah.
He needed that sleep.
He used to always be like, because he was fucking huge in those days. And he was friends with the guy I used to write for. And this, whenever we'd go anywhere, he had this big bodyguard that I'd go in before and just he'd look inside and look, okay, coast is clear. And then Eric could walk in. Because he was, Eric Lapointe got the shit kicked out of him by a bunch of Hell's Angels.
Oh, shit.
At the Harley Davidson show.
Why? What'd he do?
Because he showed up and he was drunk and he was like treating everyone like garbage. And then I guess he push someone, and he was used to pushing someone. They'd be like, fuck you. And then they'd be like, oh, it's Eric Lapointe. But these guys were like, fuck you. And then he was like, fuck you. And he was like, you don't know who I am. And they were like, you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And then I think they hit him. And then after that, he used to travel with a bodyguard all the time.
Incredible. Yeah. The health agents beat the shit out of him.
He looks like, and this guy is like, if you guys Google him, for Americans that don't know who he is, it's Eric Lapointe. And he, yeah, I have friends that, like, click on the picture down from that one. That one. Yeah, click on that. I have a friend in France that was like, hey, I saw a singer. He's very big in Quebec. He's like a Eskimo guy. He's like, he's an Inuit.
Oh, yeah, he does look a little.
And I was like, what? And he was like, Inuit, what's his name? He's like, he yells a lot. And then I was like, Eric Lapointe. And I go, he's not native. He's fucking bloated by alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Look at that face. Like you can't tell by his body, but he only weighs like 160 pounds. Like he's thin.
Oh, shit.
His body is thin, but his face, he's got the big bloated face of an alcoholic.
Oh, he still drinks a lot.
Yeah. He's got my face, but worse.
Oh yeah, I see it on the bottom one, the one right under.
His body's not really big. Yeah. Like, he's not, but he's just bloated.
Anyone who does that move of paying for the bed and sleeping on it, I like that. That's amazing.
That is that. It's funny.
Yeah. That's some gangster shit.
He's like, let me just take a nap. He's always been like really nice to me, and and what's weird about his it's weird, like, because no one knows like really what happened, but. It's not that good.
All the punching of the lady?
Yeah, the punch. I think, though, she dropped the charges after. But, you know, shit happened.
Yeah, it was, I'm not excusing
you.
If
that happened to me, and I was like, oh, fuck. Even if it wasn't a punch, even if it was just, but if it escalated enough for the cops to show up to my house, I'd be like, okay, I'm not drinking anymore.
Yeah, that would be the end.
And he used to drink so much. Lou Marin, that used to be my tour manager, he used to work for Eric Lapointe. And his job, like when Eric could go to rehab, he'd come out and he'd be like, I don't drink anymore. And so he'd show up on stage with the Beck's non-alcoholic beer. Lou Marin's job was to open backstage Beck's beer, pour Coors into the non-alcoholic bottle, and then put a cap back on. So then Lapointe, people would see him open a beer, non-alcoholic beer, but it was real alcohol.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was a fucking train wreck. He used to, whenever he'd go to rehab, he'd escape for a day.
He'd escape,
this
guy's hilarious.
And he'd get drunk. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I did a tour with him that it was a Christmas party, and we'd go from town to town. And then he was like, since you're not a singer, it was a bunch of bands, and like there were big, big shows. I was just doing comedy like off the top. And he was like, for the rest of the show, there's going to be a bar on stage, and you'll be like the bartender. But I thought this was just like the sort of like
a gag,
like a mise en scène. Like it'd just be me pretending to make drinks. But then he'd fucking, between a song, he'd turn around and just bark an order, and always like, give me a cuckoo cognac. And I was like, I don't know. So I'd be like Googling the ingredients for cuckoo cognac, and then he'd be like, fuck, I need. So I'd be like, fucking just pouring alcohol into the, just making weird random drinks. And we did that two nights. The second night, his mom was at the show, and after like three or four songs, I'm fucking tired because I'm pouring drinks like fucking crazy for everyone. And then I'm like, oh, look, I gotta take a break. I gotta go downstairs. I'm gonna grab a drink. Go downstairs. His mother starts yelling at me. She's like, you're getting my Eric drunk. And I'm like,
God.
I'm like, he's getting himself drunk. Yeah. He's a fucking 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's. And then she was like, no, you're getting. And then she asked that she was like, I don't want him on the tour anymore. She's blaming me.
So, these Inuit parents never place the blame in the right place. God.
So then I was just, I'd do like my 10 minutes off the top, and then I had to go wait downstairs to protect her boy.
That's so absurd.
Yeah. And then after three or four shows, his manager at the time, he was like, come back, but whatever he orders, just give him a Coors Light, and he's not going to know the difference. So he'd be like, give me a Long Island iced tea. There you go. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. Oh, this guy's rattled.
Yeah, bro. So he's just always hammered.
He's always hammered.
Oh, shit. He's
hammered. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck, and he's, imagine how drunk you have to. Yeah. God damn.
And he's the type of drunk that when you see him in the morning, like he's like shaking until he gets like a couple
really?
Of drinks in him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Kind of like when our friend from Netflix, when he had his
special. Yeah, when he had his, yeah, I remember yeah. that.
That I was like, and you can tell, I think it's because of Eric Lapointe that I had the experience. I was like, I got to get him fucking two vodkas.
I remember that.
Went backstage with two fucking doubles. Chugged one, then drank the other one slow, and went on stage, and he was fine.
That was a teaching moment that Mike taught me, because I was like, why is he shaking? And Mike's like, oh, he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And Mike is teaching me, he's like, the more you know.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Now go get him a drink.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, he was rattled that night. Yeah, I've never, I don't like it. I don't like being around people when they're too hammered or high. I don't like any of that. That's why I like being sober most of the time. I don't enjoy the looseness of it. Like, you know where it's going to go.
Yeah, that's
punch
what
a lady
I like.
In the face.
But I don't like the punch a lady in the face. But I like the we don't know where this is going.
The fun, but it depends who you're with.
Yeah.
Like I've been around you for years. You love to drink. I've never had a punch a woman in the face moment.
I'm very afraid of going to prison.
Okay.
So I as soon as cops show up, no matter what I've drank,
I sober up
fucking quick. And then I'll be the guy that talks to the cops, and I'll be like, look, officer, look, I know. Like
But you never get even to a point. Forget caught. You never even got to a point where our other friend got where he was threatening to fist people's assholes.
Yeah,
and then he lost jobs because of it.
Yeah,
never. I've never seen you at that point either. So we don't really like in our crew. We don't really have anyone that's a train wreck.
Yeah,
we don't have.
I'm
that.
Train wreck adjacent.
Yeah,
but I'm. This is a
not
funny
really,
thing.
Actually,
I'm too rich. For people to go, but he's a train wreck. Because it's not, like, out of control. Like, I drink a lot. But if I was, like, losing jobs, then people... I think that's when people see you're a train wreck. When you're losing jobs. I keep all my jobs. All my jobs go well.
Riding on private jets.
Yeah, right. So it's hard to go... we think you have a problem. Why? You ordered a bottle of Tito's at 11 in the morning. Where was I? In a jet. That you paid for.
You're a Kardashian.
Yeah. But also you can handle.
I've been banging Pete Davidson.
But also you can handle your alcohol. There are some people that just can't handle liquor.
You know what's fucked up though? I hadn't gotten blackout drunk in ages. Last week I blacked out because I've been losing a bit of weight.
Mm.
And I haven't lost that much, but I lost like close to 20. And I realized what used to get me drunk 2 months ago gets me fucking shit-faced now.
Oh, shit.
So now I got to be like, okay, I got to...
Got to calm down.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But you see, he's aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but it took me one train wreck to be a rape. Like, not a train wreck, but it took me a mishap.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and we didn't mention, we'll do it in passing now, that we did a show in a prison.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was one of the things that I really liked. I think we'll talk about it more like in detail next week. But the fact that it was maximum security and minimum security,
at the
but
same
divided.
Time.
And before you guys got there, I was talking to the guy that booked us. I was like, guys that are in minimum security, some of them must fucking freak out if they're not like career criminals. And he was like, the worst are guys that get caught for drunk driving. Like if you kill someone when you're drunk driving,
it's manslaughter.
It's manslaughter, and then you're in prison. But you're a fucking dentist, or you're the fun accountant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And now
yeah.
you're someone's bitch.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he goes,
shit.
Those guys are the worst because you see them and they're never gonna drink ever again.
No. Unless they want to drink from their assholes.
Or they're gonna drink a lot because they got shit to forget.
Dude, it's funny because no one's like, no, we don't rape in here. They're all like, yeah, but it's not as often as you think. That's not the right answer.
I like it though when they're honest. Because most people that work in the prison system, and these weren't like prisoners. These were like the people.
The
that,
personnel.
Like ever. And
biggest problem wasn't rape, they said. Biggest problem is masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They jerk off everywhere and on everything, they said.
Yeah.
There's cum everywhere.
I'm surprised more prisoners, like imagine you're a prisoner and you go to grab, I don't know, a handle and there's cum on it.
Everywhere.
Wouldn't you get angry and fucking start decking people?
Apparently you get angry and then you start jerking off.
Yeah.
You use the other person's cum as lube.
Yeah, there's just cum all over.
Oh, that's disgusting, bro. That's
jizz
disgusting.
Everywhere.
Ugh.
And the funny thing was they have those solitary rooms. So they were showing one to me and him. And I was just like, this is disgusting. Anyone in here, that's this. I can't let you put human beings. An animal could be here. Only animals. And as I'm saying, I'm just yelling because it's an empty room. Parallel, like near.
You forgot that there are like four rooms in that section.
So there's the other room right in front. There's a guy in that room listening to me, and he's at the window, and he just hears me being like, only animals are put in these. This is disgusting. Who are these people? They're jerking off. You watch them on that camera there, and I'm just destroying. Yeah. I turn around. I see the guy looking through the window like this, like a puppy, and then he's yelling at the guy. He's like, God, can you turn my light off, please?
No.
And the girl's like, yeah, for sure. He turns it off. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, no, bro. He was so embarrassed. Can you turn the light off, please?
Yeah, in that section.
Fat guy's making fun of me.
I asked him if they have a lot of people that bring, like, smuggle shit in their assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but what they don't know is we put them in that cell for, like, the first 5 days, and then we filter their shit.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to smuggle like, a new person. So I was like, so you guys don't get contraband? He was like, yeah, we've, like... But there's other ways that they do it.
Yeah, they're talking about drones, all kinds of shit.
Imagine the poor guy that like is like... The one guy told me he caught a guy that had eight
Kinder
eggs up his ass.
Oh my God. Was, did you pay attention to how he said it? That's why I laughed. And then he's like, no, because he goes, they shoves up their ass in Kinder eggs. And then is like, how many? One, I think US. And then he goes, my record was eight.
Yeah.
And then like you shoved eight Kinder stuff up your ass. Like, no, not me. I found eight. Yeah. And he goes, and I don't think I got all of them.
But that would
was crazy.
Oh, that's insane. But that would make sense why it's banned in the United States.
It's not because of that. It's because little kids can choke on the toys.
Mm.
It's not the egg. It's not like the... Yeah. I don't think in the old days there was a meeting like George Bush and Dick Cheney. And they're like... These fuck, we gotta ban these.
How many of these can you shove your ass, George? I don't think that happened. Well, thank you for this prison talk. Guys, look, on the 22nd of July this year, if you're in Montreal, Sous-Écoute Live is happening at the Bell Center, the largest comedy podcast
Guinness
of the French world.
Record holding live event.
It's so big, it's gonna be written in the histories. It is gonna be one of the funnest nights you can have this summer. At the Just for Laughs Festival, it is in French. If you're bilingual, if you speak, even if you don't speak French, come hang out. But if you speak French, it's going to be one of the greatest fucking things you've ever done in your life. A lot of surprises planned. Going to be a great night. Tickets at centrebrag.com. Tickets range all over, but all the prices are cheap.
The only tickets left are the cheap ones that are 22 plus service fees.
It's like 25
tax.
Bucks.
So it's 30.
$30.
$30.
$30.
You guys can afford that.
Yeah, you can afford that. My show's like $32. Those are on. My shows are on there in French as well.
Yeah, you're doing two nights. You're one man show.
Yeah.
In French at Place des Arts. Plus, you're hosting the French Nasty Show, which is called
Les Rebelles.
Les Rebelles. You got like the best dirty comics in Quebec.
And a surprise guest.
And a surprise guest.
The surprise guest alone.
He might fly in a private jet.
You don't
know.
He's known for doing some crazy shit. But the surprise guest is worth the price of admission alone. So with everyone else, it is shaping. It's their best gala. They don't have a gala anywhere close to that. The only thing that compares is the Bell Center show. Apart from that, there's no other gala. So if you're getting tickets right now and you speak French, you know the shows you have to go to this summer. You can find Poseidon online. Poseidon, ThePoseidon69, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Poseidon putting in a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Poseidon's putting in work on the podcast front, on the gaming front, and on the Instagram front. So support Poseidon. Show him some love out there. Let him know. Send him messages. Let him know if you're a fan of his work. He appreciates those all the time. Leave comments on his photos. Say, I'm a big fan. He loves comments. He loves getting those notifications. Tweet at him. If ever you have a problem with anything we say, actually, if you think it's too offensive,
send him.
Tweet to him directly.
You can call him directly. 514.
All your complaints, send him over there. And if you want to support all the crazy shit that I'm doing, patreon.com/Pantelis. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.